Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Of course, it is a Wednesday, so it's Hot Topics, and our buddy Steve Hawk is here.
I'm the lucky one.
Yes, we agree. It is...
You weren't supposed to say that.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you did.
Came out really fast, and then I couldn't take it back.
It worked.
Feel kind of bad about it, but I'm over it. You know, our delivery sponsor of the day is State Bank Northwest, and we were going to talk to Greg Deckard today, but then he had a meeting. He had to go out of town for a bank association business meeting of all things.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to a fun meeting. said nobody ever. So instead, I just wanted to make mention that he did salute the 30-year history of Christmas Wish and the goal of making sure that local people in need were being remembered. Also, you know, local's what State Bank Northwest is all about, having been founded in Garfield, Washington. I don't know. Did you know that, Kevin?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Big Whitman County in 1902, now headquartered in Spokane Valley. And in fact, the CEO and board chairman, Greg Deckard, as you know, you've heard him on the spots. He lives in Spokane, grew up in the Valley. State Bank has 6 area branches and a slogan that really they stand behind. It's full service banking on a first name basis. So you'd come in and they'd say, Steve.
Hey.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to producer Steve.
Oh.
See, sometimes people share names.
I would say that too.
Yeah, you would actually. That would be right. State Bank is proud that you can get a question answered by someone who knows you and that you don't have to rely on an 800 number. That is especially important in the region's small business consumers and customers in our area. So from all of us here, thank you to State Bank Northwest for being our December 11th Christmas Wish sponsor.
Yes.
Very much appreciated. I think we have to say the member FDIC thing, so I will. State Bank Northwest, statebanknorthwest.com, member FDIC. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
It always does whenever you can say member FDIC. I just sometimes do that when I like leave my mom's house.
Right. Yeah. You're like, hey, mom, see you. Thanks for dinner. Member FDIC.
Yep. My dad, he's getting up there in age now. He just looks at me like, what happened? And I just look at him like, don't worry, Dad.
He's like, he's still not funny. Yep. And then you just walk out.
Yep.
You
know. My mom laughs, but that's courtesy.
She?
Well, that's a courtesy laugh.
Oh, she's a mom laugher. Yeah. I see. Is she a good laugher, though?
She can be.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes like Kevin's mom has an amazing laugh.
She sure does.
And you cannot not laugh when she laughs. And I love that.
I do too.
I mean, you've noticed our producer has an amazing laugh.
Yes, he does.
It's unique, it's different, it's wonderful. See, he doesn't laugh very often, but when he does, woo,
yeah, baby. He brings it.
Yeah,
he brings the heat.
He does bring it. There's no question about it. Again, it's a very noticeable laugh.
Yeah, it truly is.
I have a couple people in my life that I have, you know, or like friends or whatever. Yeah. Do you know any snorters?
Not that I can think of, no.
Kevin, you know a snorter, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I can't think of who it is, but
I'm not going to mention the person's name.
Yeah.
But it's a female, and she snorts, and it's great. It really is. It's like, because then you realize that they're really enjoying whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, which I think is why a great laugh is so much fun.
I think so, too. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, Steve, let's start with rice, because this may take a minute. You can mix 2 things with a bowl of, you know, sticky white rice.
Okay.
2 things, 2 things only.
Picture. I'm going to paint a picture. A big, beautiful bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
Mounded. White rice.
White rice.
Jeez, okay. Just
do you have to close your eyes when you're doing this?
I don't know why he's doing that. It's just a bowl of rice. But
okay. Well, I mean, hey, we're talking about food. Back off. Okay,
calm down.
Picture this?
Right.
We like our food.
Yes.
So now, what 2 items would you put on it?
I didn't need that setup. I mean, I kind of got the whole gist of it.
I needed to have you.
You didn't really change much. I thought you were going to do this. What 2 items? Oh, beef and veggies, right? Isn't like a like a stir fry type thing
on
there.
Well, then I need to know what beef and what
beef. I don't know, slices of cow. What beef?
What beef?
How about the ankle bone? Just give me some slivers of the ankle bone. I don't know what type of beef. I want some.
Well, because there's like steak bites, or you could do like a tender. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a thin tender.
Yes, I like where you're going there. I want it to be about an inch wide. Uh-huh. I want it to be about 3 to 4 inches long, just a strip.
Yes,
like
yes,
like a bako or something.
Yes.
Oh. Picturing that. Well, now we have this. And her name was Jasmine Rice.
Oh, Jasmine.
Jasmine Rice is hilarious. Thin strips of beef.
She likes strips of beef.
I don't know what happened
to be
there, but
laid upon her.
Well, that's okay. All right.
Well, the music got me going on something.
I don't know.
I would love to get some green beans, some carrots.
Okay. No, strips. That's two. That's two.
No, so you can't
have mixed veggies.
I can't have mixed veggies.
Two
okay.
things. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Oh, then what kind of veggie do I want? How about bean sprouts?
Okay, that's terrible. But
really?
It's all
isn't
right.
it? But I was trying to get
Producer Steve went with broccoli and beef.
Yuck.
So there was.
I don't like broccoli. I don't
know.
Broccoli.
Really?
Yeah, I do green beans. Though.
I didn't. I wanted some sort of sauce.
Well,
nah. Two things, Steve.
It's an item.
Two
it
things. So I went with because I brought it in today. I literally brought in a bowl of rice with chunks of chicken.
Okay,
and then soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
Yeah.
You brought soy sauce.
Yeah.
Because you won't eat mine. You hate my
soy sauce.
Well,
I feel bad going in and borrowing your food all the time.
That's all right.
Hey, can I have some more of your condiments?
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Now that you've said it, I will do it because yours is better than mine.
Offers off the table.
Okay.
All right, how do you feel back to the music. About butter and sugar?
On my rice?
Yes.
I don't care for sugar. I don't know that I've ever had that or thought about
what
it.
What about milk?
No, there's pudding.
The people online and on
unreal.
The text line went nuts. Milk and sugar is what was like.
Milk and sugar added to your rice?
Correct.
Are you supposed to mash it up then and then drink it with a straw?
I don't know what the total amount of milk is. I'm not assuming it turns it into a soup. More of just a moisture content.
Never
thing.
Heard of that.
We
used to do it.
I'd never heard of it either.
Weird.
And a lot of there was a lot of sugar and cinnamon
on rice.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that on oatmeal, but I've never even thought about that for rice.
It makes me want to try it though.
I like the saltier end. I would do soy sauce.
Yes.
Maybe butter is great. I like butter and rice.
Yeah. Does it depend when you're eating it?
What you mean, like
time of day?
No.
Like, you would still do some sort of tangy, like, soy sauce thing in the morning?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like if you did, like, milk and sugar, you could do it in the morning? Maybe like a cereal? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah,
I think it's more like oatmeal then.
I would have to try it. Because to me right now, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Sugar on my rice.
You know what's really good with rice?
No. What? Well, there's a lot of things, but you tell me your favorite.
Just like he just heard the conversation.
I've been a part of the conversation. I've been listening.
Yeah. What do you like to have with Jasmine and producer Steve?
Ooh, you know,
this music. I mean, I can't help
you
it.
You can't help it. You just have to.
I don't know what's happening. I feel
it's rice time with producer Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's good on rice?
Oh. You ever? You ever unwrap a bouillon cube?
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, no.
Well, I sure didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either.
That was weird. Oh, my goodness.
Sure, you bet.
You bet.
It's just like one of those sugar squares.
Of course I did.
I just toss it right into my.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, what do you do with it? You put it in the rice maker?
No, I don't do it. My dad does it all the time.
Wait, so he'll do a bouillon cube in rice and just let it like melt or something?
Yeah.
In the rice maker or in a pot where he's boiling it?
In a pot, yeah.
Is that like ramen noodles only with rice then?
Kind of.
Yeah,
kind of,
it's so good.
I mean, it's got to add a lot of flavor to
it. Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Does he add any milk and sugar to that too? No, I didn't think so.
Why don't they have like packages of rice like ramen noodles with like a little flavor packet in it? Do they? Am I being dumb?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They totally do. You can make it in 90 seconds in the microwave. I do it all the time.
Is that real?
Yes.
What is it called?
What do you mean, is that real?
Top rice? What is it called?
It's, well, no, I mean like Uncle Ben.
Oh, okay.
He has a package that it's an instant rice thing. You just pop it in the microwave for 90 seconds and bingo.
Does it have a packet of flavoring in it?
You can buy flavored rice bags.
I got you.
You can buy just a jasmine or you can buy...
back to her.
Yeah, can buy the other...
Whatever flavors.
Yeah, nothing compares to jasmine.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, we've always said that here. Yeah. All right, well, let's have some milk and rice. We'll be right back.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you hear it? It's a funny squeaky sound.
Kevin James.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, welcome back to Hot Topics Round 2 with our buddy Steve Hawk. It's Hawk Topics because it's Wednesday, guys. I don't know if you know that.
It is. I love Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesday loves you.
I love Wednesdays. Well, somebody asked me today, they were talking about me taking Wednesdays off. I used to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I loved it. I love Wednesdays.
Yes.
Wow.
You took Wednesdays off for more than one reason.
Well, yeah, but it was really just to eat up some vacation time, not knowing necessarily how to do it. It was a particular summer where I was golfing a lot.
Yep.
Ooh. And I didn't have any huge two-week-long vacation plans.
And Fridays and Mondays are for you, business-wise, are very busy.
Very busy. But yeah. Wednesdays, they work.
Yeah.
And so once I did that all summer long, I got in some good golf, and I really got used to work a couple days, take day off. Work a couple days, take day off.
It's
kind
of great.
Work a couple days, take day off.
Let's say if you had a—I mean, these are— Our jobs are not normal jobs.
Right.
Let's just say you had a normal job where one day isn't substantially busier than the other, like it is here.
Correct.
So would you still do a Wednesday, do you think? Or would you would do more, make it a 3-day off?
I'd make it a 3-day, yeah, for sure.
I know there's people who'd work the 4-day weeks. I don't know a bunch that take Wednesday. In your case, it makes perfect sense. But these people have like more of a normal kind of job.
Yeah.
And if you were going to do 4-10s, I was just curious if you'd still put it in the middle.
I stole the idea really from a guy who used to work here. He was over in a different department, more normal, and he took Fridays off all summer long.
The microwave cleaning department? That was his job, right?
Yeah, something like that. And he would take Fridays, and he would go to the lake with his family, and that's what they did.
That's a cool thing.
He had the cabin out there or whatever they had out there at the lake, and that's when they started their weekend. And I was like, well, what's wrong with that? That's a vacation all summer long.
And you would do the Friday, not a Monday?
I think so, just because it's Friday.
What's it really matter? Yeah, it's just an attitude.
My brother's company does something that I've always thought was really brilliant.
Make money?
Well, yeah.
That is brilliant.
They do run a successful business. But
genius.
They also, from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yep. Sure.
They
99
only
days of summer.
Work half-day Fridays.
Nice.
They're like,
that's a big perk.
Come in. Work hard. Give me a morning.
Yeah.
And then, listen.
Four on the door, man.
I know you want to all go to the lake or do whatever you want to do, so now you can go do it.
It's such a great idea. Not a ton of productivity on a late Friday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Especially in the summer.
And depending on the business, too.
Yeah, of course.
If you're dealing in some sort of business that you need people to be around, not on a Friday afternoon, especially if you're East Coast or you're dealing with the Central time zone.
Yeah.
It's
over.
Time.
Yeah, it's over. And, you know, you got windows and you're looking outside and you're like, oh, it's sunny and 80.
And it's morale.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Then people start lying to make up reasons why they're going to be gone on a
Friday afternoon.
Friday
instead they work.
So it was like, you know what? Hey, let's just make this a rule.
Yeah, I like it.
Come in, give me, four good hours and get the heck out.
Put it on
here.
Our presidential platform, Kevin. We'll make it done. We'll make it a rule.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Butter on your rice.
Milk. Butter and milk on your rice. And then, half day Friday. Steve, would you rather have a gift that you asked for or a surprise present?
Surprise.
You want to be surprised?
I do, and it's not always great, but I do like the surprises.
Okay.
I really do. I love to surprise people, too, with gifts.
Okay.
I don't like to share. I don't like to tip them off.
Well,
I really like to keep it a secret.
Oh, why not?
I do love that. That is really cool. If you feel like, oh, wow, I actually saw something that I just thought of that person, and I feel like that person will be excited for that gift.
Yeah.
That is a fun feeling.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just getting something that they like. It doesn't feel the same when you're giving it as a surprise.
That's
correct.
True.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that this was number 3 on your list. Well, here you go.
Yeah, because
it's
less effort. You feel like, and it feels like less effort. And then, but to get it, maybe surprised. You might have convinced me.
Sometimes, though, you give the gift that you think is going to be a home run.
Well, that's the risk.
And it's a bunt out.
I popped out to the catcher.
You got me this.
Yeah, runners at the corner. Yeah, way to go.
It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
It's a bad. Like, well, I do have a receipt based on your facial expression.
Do you think your wife wants the surprise, or she would rather get something she asked for?
Something she asked for, 100%.
Okay. Yep. She's practical, your wife.
Very practical.
And that's good knowing that.
It is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It makes it kind of easy.
Sure.
But what I will do is, and maybe this is just to make myself happy, I don't know. I still will, okay, I got the four things that you put on your list.
Yeah.
But there's six presents under the tree.
Ah, there you go. You
figure them out.
Cover your bases. I like that. I got one more for you. Do you have any weird drink mixes? Like, this happened last night. I was watching one of the basketball games, and they were talking about Bobby Knight and how he had weird drink mixes, and this kid was, he's not a kid now, but when he was a kid, he was a grad assistant, and Bobby Knight would say, hey, go get me a chocolate milk and Mr. Pibb.
Hmm.
And he would mix them, and he'd call them Chocola.
Hmm. No,
do you
nothing
have
that cool.
Anything, right? Well, that one is extreme.
We do an orange juice and lemonade. I don't have a name for it.
That you guys mix yourselves?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's actually, I like that because sometimes the orange juice is too, like, thick and kind of, you know, and the lemonade may help that a little.
I ran across it on accident.
Huh.
It was over in Seattle and somebody was selling them. Bought one. It was right underneath the Space Needle.
I see.
Bought one. Loved it. And have been drinking them and making them ever since.
Okay.
Huh.
And that's all it is, just lemonade and orange juice.
If you ground that up in with ice, is that like an Orange Julius?
It could be. You'd have to maybe add an egg or something.
I don't know what they put in there.
Wasn't there some secret magic egg?
Yeah, there's whatever they do at Orange Julius.
I thought that there was an egg involved.
Yeah, it can't be duplicated at home.
No.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I think you could ask for it maybe with the raw egg or something. I remember
I don't know.
That. Being
I just there. Know that it's some sort of addictive thing inside of an Orange Julius.
It's very frothy.
It says secret ingredient right there. Yeah. So I don't know what that
Julius.
Is.
It's an egg.
It's a Julius. Yeah, I think it probably is a Julius. Can't get those
Julius.
Everywhere.
No, he's long gone.
Yeah.
He's split. He used to hang out at the mall. Not anymore.
Oh, that's a true story. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks,
good to see
guys.
You, man.
Yeah, you too.
Merry Christmas because we won't see you again.
Oh, that's right. Next Wednesday.
We're off for the next 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
No, we'll be here tomorrow. Sorry.
What happened to Wednesdays?
What happened to Monday?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to say that when I was in high school, I actually played pickleball.
Pickleball.
Because really, honestly, I can get away with it. No one can really dispute it. What are they going to say? I didn't. And I'm going to say, well, it was invented in the 60s. And then I go, yeah, but you didn't play it. Yeah, in my high school, we had it. We played rugby and pickleball. Those are the two things that were weird about our high school.
Kevin James.
Did you really?
Play rugby?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
And pickleball?
For this story, yes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Remember when I said to Steve Hawk, you know, how come they don't have like Top Ramen for rice? The number of people who text Rice-A-Roni.
Right, yeah. That was really fair.
Just shy of a million.
It was fair.
So to all of you, my bad. Sorry.
My bad.
I'm like, when I saw like the first one come in, I was like, oh yeah, duh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Rice-A-Roni, duh. And then just a billion Rice-A-Ronis. Like, I don't think I've ever seen, I know that I haven't, you know, because our text line, it's like a computer monitor. So you can probably see, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 texts in a row before it scrolls to the next page. Man, like sometimes we'll say, hey, text now to win. And all of a sudden you get a bunch of people who want to win. So you'll get a ton.
Oh dear, now you're going to get it.
The Rice-A-Roni texts are just like scroll, scroll, scroll. Sorry, I'm dumb.
What is it, the San Francisco treat?
Apparently it is. I don't think I ever had it, but I think I probably should have known about it. So, sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty much the concept you were wanting.
Yeah, and I also want oatmeal and an Orange Julius now, thanks to the show today. So, thanks
no
for that.
No joke.
Yeah, thanks for that. And I wouldn't mind a chocolate milk and Mr. Pibb.
Ugh.
Kevin, do you want a Dr. Pepper?
No, thank you.
Oh, how about a Mr. Pibb? Would Mr. Pibb be okay? Is Mr. Pibb, how do they say it? Is Mr. Pibb okay?
Just, you know, I have to say, hey, can I get a Dr. Pepper?
We don't have that. Is Mr. Pibb okay?
Oh, I don't know. Did something happen to it?
Thank you. There it is. do we have one of those here? Either? Downstairs in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm certain we have Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
23 flavors.
How many does Mr. Pibb have?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know, Mr. Pibb.
Maybe like 10.
Oh, he's got to have more than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely not 23.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, how? Why would Dr. Pepper?
See, then now it's just showing me the flavors, like, you know, extra cherry, cherry vanilla, blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah.
But why would Dr. Pepper advertise for 23 if Mr. Pibb?
Well, because he was first.
More. Dr. Pepper was first
over Mr. Pibb. Yeah, I think so. How many flavors are in Mr. Pibb? Oh, I love that Google. That's not going to be in the top of the 2024 list of Googled. See, the same thing came up. I don't know.
Huh. Oh, everyone knows the old story that Mr. Pibb was Dr. Pepper's good-for-nothing little brother who dropped out of school just as Pepper was pursuing his PhD. Pibb dropped off the face of the earth for a while, only to occasionally resurface as a shell of his former self.
I love it. I mean, it's the story of Mr. Pibb. Yeah, I love the story. Is there more to it?
Coca-Cola owns Mr. Pibb now.
Isn't that something?
No flavors, huh?
Kevin's clip of the day.
Man, there's some people who have gotten into this. This is long to just try to figure out the answer to that dumb question.
Yeah, it really is.
Man. All right, clip of the day time, Kev.
It's a short and sweet one today. It's a joke.
Why was the letter E the only letter to receive a gift from Santa? Well, it's because all the other letters were naughty.
Were naughty. Ah,
they were naughty.
Hey, I love that one. That's great.
They were naughty.
All right. I like it.
That's a real good one to tell
the kids. I also couldn't
figure
it out. I mean, that might be on me. I don't know how many people got there before the guy gave the answer, but.
No, I didn't have it
at
all.
Oh, before he gave the answer.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody got, you know, I don't know if you know this, Steve. Sometimes jokes people will get to the answer beforehand.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That one, not so much.
Yeah, but the way he said it, too, also made it kind of difficult to get it.
To get it. Well, plus he was laughing, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not E. They're not E. Yeah, you can't say not. You got to say not. They're not E.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Good one, Kev.
You're naughty.
I know. Every time. I can't think of that word without thinking of Tommy Boy. And just, and I pet it and stroke it and.
Oh, I killed you.
The Big 99.9.
Wish that was a Christmas movie.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And Steve's just not real social.
What?
Hey, man.
Kevin James.
Take offense to that.
What'd you do yesterday, Steve? You left here and you...
Well, we don't have to use yesterday as an example.
It's the same every day, isn't it?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That's rude, Kevin. It's not the same every day. What'd you do yesterday, Steve?
I told you already. I watched... what's the name of that movie with Lindsay Lohan?
Little Secret.
Our Little Secret.
Yeah.
Who,
so that was different.
Who'd you have over for that? Okay.
Final thoughts.
You don't have to use yesterday as an example. But
Jay, it's Our Little Secret.
It is. It's Our Little Secret, yeah. All right, final thoughts, Steve. What do you have?
You know, maybe we'll get into a full discussion about this tomorrow, but...
Ooh.
Spam around the world.
Threaten me with a good time.
I sure will. I have a fear that I think it's 4 out of our 5 cans have reached their final destination.
Dang it.
Oh no.
Well, let's do a follow up tomorrow.
Yeah. However, I do have I think this is can number 5. That, you know, we're just given to people and then they bring it back.
Yeah. Yes.
And maybe we'll find someone tomorrow, maybe?
I mean, what do you do if somebody gave that to you? Let's say, Kevin, I gave it to you, and we are in, I don't know, we're at a hostel in Switzerland, and you put it in your bag, and then you get home, and then, like, you know, 6 months later, you're like, oh, gosh, I forgot that guy.
That's exactly what.
You know, and then what do you do, though, then? What do you do with it?
You take a picture with it, and then you pass it along.
Do
that's
you?
What you're that,
that's
to
what
do.
I'm. That's what I'm thinking, though. Kevin, is that what you would do, or would you just like throw it away?
Oh man.
Yeah, I guess I would have to have a really good reason to keep it.
And just the fact that you're supposed to, you know, post a picture or take a picture and send it to us. That's not enough of an incentive.
Probably not. It would have to be more that it was like, well, it was a tradition.
You know what we could have done? Could have put one of those air tags on it. You have to be within a certain vicinity, like not across the ocean.
Yes.
Do you?
No, I don't think you do, because
otherwise, why would it be so successful, like finding your bag?
Yeah. Did I tell you what happened to my my stepmom when they came back from across the overseas?
I don't think so.
So they have air tags, my dad and my stepmom, on their luggage.
Yes.
And they're waiting at baggage claim in Chicago, and my dad sees that his is, you know, really close by.
Certainly.
And Big Barb's bag is in somewhere over Spain.
Oh, man.
The funny thing was...
Yeah, we should have done that. We should have air tagged those things. Yeah. That was dumb.
Yeah, they weren't in Spain at all. And
yeah, it just went there without them?
I don't know. Well, turns out her bag was right behind my dad, so...
Oh, but so it was a misread.
It was.
Yeah.
It was the last... So maybe when they were on the plane or something... It's somehow.
What an endorsement for an AirTag, though.
No, Joe.
You're welcome.
Final thoughts.
Really makes me want to get one now.
So maybe it wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe not.
I do like it, though. That's smart.
Yeah. You know what? After the fact, but I finally got there. you guys know that they have this thing called Rice-A-Roni? You ever heard of it?
Huh. Is that like top ramen but with rice?
Seems like it. All right, Kevin.
Man almighty, I was watching a little clip of Freaks and Geeks the other day.
Whoa.
You remember that television show?
I mean, I don't think I ever saw it. I've seen clips of it, but I don't think I ever watched it.
It was one that I loved, and we you know, got Busy Phillips, who was on there, and she came, and she was on our show all the time.
Right, said bad words.
And it was, yeah, she did, but doggone it. You know, and a lot of the actors from that show have gone on to...
Bigger and better things.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Mm. It's a huge cast.
Yeah.
And the show only made it 1 year, but watching it, I was like, oh, it is a really, really good show. But they had a clip...
Seth Rogen, correct?
Seth Rogen is in there.
Jason Segel, I think?
Jason Segel is in there.
Oh, my gosh.
It is... Paul Rudd? What's his name? Yeah. It's
James Franco.
Yeah, it's all the...
Boy, that is crazy.
And it was
done
by...
Judd Apatow, no?
Judd, thank you.
Yeah.
I could not think of Judd Apatow's name. Yeah, and it's one of those. It was
Kevin.
Like, wow. And that was the time where Kevin Hart was living with all those guys.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty crazy cast and a great concept for a show. But for some reason, they had a scene where a kid was like getting stuffed in a locker or whatever.
Okay.
And I looked at how small a high school locker was.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, how could you put anybody in there? Like, I just remember high school lockers seemed bigger when you were in high school. But now I was like an adult, like actually looking at the size of that locker. And I was thinking, could people really fit in there? Steve, did you get ever put in a locker?
Yes, for a project.
That's what they said.
For a project.
Yeah, that's how they got. That's how they did it. That's how they kept from getting in trouble.
No,
we're gonna put you in here for a project, Steve.
It was. It was for a project.
Yeah. What was the project? Stuff Steve in a locker.
It was a TV project.
Okay. Do you think you could still get in one today?
Boy.
Yeah, I think I could do it.
How much bigger are you than when you were in high school?
A little.
Like.
Not much.
Okay. Well, I mean, typically people will get a little bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I am.
I think I could still do it, though. I mean, it was a tight squeeze, but I think I could still tight squeeze it.
That would be fun. Just go up here to LC. What are you guys doing? Oh, we just want to see if we can get our producer in a locker.
Don't lock me in there like...
Well, I know we wouldn't lock you in.
Well, that's what happened. We had to get a janitor.
Yeah, because that was part of the project.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We were using not one of our lockers, and they accidentally closed it on me.
Accidentally.
They got me out of there.
I imagine none of this was by accident. Did they put an air tag on you before you got in?
Probably should have.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Gotta go. We'll qualify you for $1,000. Just a second here for some Christmas cash. Hold on for about 30 seconds.
Hold your horses.
And then we'll qualify you for a $1,000 drawing on Friday. Hey, thanks again to our sponsor today, our delivery sponsor, State Bank Northwest. Full service banking on a first name basis with 6 area branches to serve you. So thanks again for being there for us today. Couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, it's 100% the truth. One of the guys said that the other day. Hey, thanks so much for doing what you guys do. And I'm like, well, none of it would work well without you guys donating and everybody else helping out.
Facts are facts, Kevin, and you know the facts, baby. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh. I don't know.
We are so glad you came.
I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.